David Murata is our guest here on The Shilling Show, president of Murata Wealth Management. He's online at muratahonmoney.com. It's a terrific new website that he has. Lots of great information there. And you could also contact him at muratahonmoney.com. The high cost of regulation. And so I want to get into this. We've set it up just a little bit. But I wanted to get into, start off by talking about Obamacare. This was supposed to save us money. I read your piece, but before I even read your piece, I had the exact same thing, because as soon as this law passed, our insurance premiums increased by between 30% and 33%. I was livid because our former congressman promised us this was going to lower costs.
Yeah, Obamacare is officially called the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act.
Mm-hmm.
And people make fun of conservatives for calling it Obamacare, but I just can't call it the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act, because it's like calling it, and this is the really good act that will save money, but it doesn't. It doesn't protect patients, and it certainly hasn't made healthcare more affordable. Your experience of 30% to 32% is probably more typical.
Mm-hmm.
Mine went up 24%, and I understand that's on the low side. I did a quick calculation that I put on our blog site. This is just a back of the napkin calculation.
Yeah.
We spend $2.5 trillion on healthcare. 64% of that is spent by private health insurance. And mine went up 24%. So I did the math. Now, 64% is spent by private health insurance. That doesn't count for the fact that private health insurance actually needs to make a profit. So they need to add a percent or so on top of that. So I think this number is low in terms of what extra it got added on. But I did the $2.5 trillion times 64% for private health insurance times mine rising 24%. And figured out that Obamacare is costing Americans $384 billion more every single year. And then I divided by the number of Americans, and I got per person, it's $1,228.
Ouch.
And Obama's, you know, ranting about how he's going to take $1,000 out of our retirement, so our Social Security retirement, and give it to us now and tell us to spend it now.
Mm-hmm.
We wouldn't need that extra $1,000 if we just get back our $1,228 that he's costing us more on health care this year. So I really do think that this is the cost of regulation. It's an immediate cost. It has, you know, Obamacare has a lot of things that have yet to go into place. So this is just the immediate, we're going to try to comply with the legislation increase, and the future going up will be tremendous from this point forward as the regulations begin to be enforced and all the government agencies begin to come online to enforce it.
You know, I've talked with my wife about this, and she often says that this was really a criminal act that was perpetuated upon the American people by the Congress that Tom Perriello was a part of and those who voted for this. I really believe they committed a criminal violence against this nation in passing something that was unconstitutional, and it's been devastating. So if we look at the cost of business, and I think the effect is a lot of businesses are going to say, look, I'm sitting still until this whole thing shakes out. I'm not going to do anything. I'm not going to hire anybody. I might even lay some people off, but there's no way I'm expanding right now.
Yeah, health savings accounts is probably the answer to healthcare costs, meaning that every person owns their own insurance. They just saw a ruling last week that HSAs may or may not be allowed under Obamacare because they don't satisfy some of the criteria that's required in Obamacare. And what they don't satisfy is how much of your insurance has to be spent in direct healthcare costs. HSAs are more high deductible health plans, and they are like disaster insurance. It's sort of like saying, well, we're going to pass a life insurance law, but you know, 90% of the people need to die each year so that it's at least it's paid out. And so it just doesn't apply to the HSAs and the high deductible healthcare plans, and yet the laws were written that way. So I think Nancy Pelosi was right. We really did need to pass the law to know what's in it. And now that we are beginning to see some of the things in it that are in it, maybe we can get it repealed.
You know, it's fascinating that you bring up the HSAs, because I have one and it's been terrific, because I really am careful about how I spend. My goodness, if you're going into a car dealership and buying a car and no one told you what it was going to cost and you didn't care and even the dealer didn't care because somebody else was paying for it, we'd all be driving Rolls Royces and eventually we'd all be poor because it would catch up with us. But in the same way, it's astonishing to me that the government is trying to take this option away and force us into their system.
Yeah, HSAs are like having disaster insurance, but what Obamacare is like is it's like having food insurance.
Mm.
And when you go to the grocery store, everything is paid for by someone else, so we're all trying to buy filet mignon. But pretty soon that means that instead of your grocery store bill being $100 when you go, it's now $500, but you can get whatever you want. Oh, but by the way, there's not much there anymore because we're going to ration it out. And all you can get is meat of the week, which is what they had in the Soviet Union. So it really is this strange and bizarre effect that regulations and that passing everything through the government has. And none of it's healthy.
I mean, if you were opening up a business or if you were expanding your business, it seems to me that this sort of regulation, and we're talking about the high cost of regulation, Obamacare, if you could outsource to China, why not? If you could put a call center or some tech support into India, why not? You don't have to deal with all these regulations, and it's probably going to save you money anyway. So what is the incentive to actually bring jobs to this country? Yeah. It seems very self-defeating.
And there are three areas of the economy now that are heavily regulated. The latest, of course, is healthcare.
Mm-hmm.
Energy and finance are the two others. And those are the three, I think, that are struggling and have the most trouble. If you regulated the tech industry like you regulate any of those three, America would not have any of the products it has or any of the innovation it has. But because we don't regulate technology, technology is actually a better investment in the United States than the other three areas.
But they're certainly working on it. 977-1070 is the phone number. Let's go to the phones and say hello to Greg. Greg, welcome to The Shilling Show, and you're on with David Murata.
Hey, David. I really like what you say. And Rob, I'm in range driving through town, getting back to the job, and I'm just really appreciate being able to call in.
Thank you.
You know, I have a health savings account. My wife and I do, and it works really well. And we have a very high deductible. And basically, it leaves a narrow margin where you'd have to come out of pocket of a couple thousand dollars if you really got sick. And it really works well, and you put the money in every month, and you don't miss it. You act like it's your phone bill or whatever. And what Obama wants is he wants the very lowest socioeconomic individual to have the same housing, same food, same everything that everybody else has, even though some of us worked for 40 years. You know, I worked for many, many years, two jobs, sometimes three. And so at this point in my life, I don't do that. But so I guess I have to be punished and redistribute what I did. I worked so hard for many, many years so that the individual that sat around and didn't do anything has the same insurance as I do. And you would think that he would look at Greece and Europe right now and realize that the welfare state, the environmental status, and the socialism doesn't work. Somebody's got to come up with the money, and you finally redistribute it out to nothing, and then the country fails. So I don't understand what he sees, and I'd just like to hear you all's response to that.
Yeah, Greg, thanks very much for the call. And Mike, hold on. We'll get to you in just a moment. Let's get a quick response.
Yeah, it's interesting, Greg. I'm not sure what your coverage did this year, but my coverage for a family of four increased from $352 a month to $437 a month. And if some of the listeners are wondering, my goodness, that's incredibly low, it's because that's what an HSA does. It's a disaster insurance. My total out-of-pocket expenses, if we hit all of our maximums and all four of us were in the hospital, would be about $8,744 a year. The average healthcare premiums are $15,073.
Wow.
So the average healthcare premiums are almost twice what my maximum out-of-pocket would cost. And I think that shows you the difference between people spending under an HSA and people who are spending their healthcare, that's their healthcare costs,
mm-hmm.
Completely. So it's amazing. And I think the biggest factor is there's two things that happen. One is that lifestyle choices are most of the healthcare costs. And then the second is that a lot of people do procedures which are not required. My grandfather-in-law used to be a doctor, and people would come in with a broken arm, and he'd say, well, for $10, I can tell you if it's broken or not for the x-ray, but I can splint it, and then it'll get better either way.
977-1070 is the phone number. We're going to take a quick break. When The Shilling Show returns, we'll get to Mike and you at 977-1070 with David Murata.
The community watchdog is in the house. This is The Shilling Show with your host, former city councilor Rob Shilling on News Radio 1070 WINA.
Heading into the final segment for this hour with David Morata, we're talking about the high cost of regulation, and Mike has been waiting very patiently. Mike, welcome to The Shilling Show. Go right ahead.
Thank you. At one point, I was self-employed and was paying all of my own insurance and then took out a HSA myself, which dropped my insurance premiums by $6,000 a year. But that's not the real reason I called. The reason I called is I now work for a company and who pays my insurance, and I'm old enough to have Medicare, but I don't have it. I have the company's insurance. But to just let you know that when you say the government will want us to take out insurance, I want you to know that Medicare punishes you when you become of that age for not signing up to the tune of 10% a year if you don't sign up. So if your premium was $95 a month for Medicare, every year you don't sign up, my premium will go up by another 10%. So all that does for me is drives home the entire fact that Medicare, like many of these things, is nothing but a Ponzi scheme. That we should actually have Bernie Madoff running the thing. It would probably be run better.
Let's get a response from David, because I had no idea that was going on.
Oh, yeah, it's absolutely the thing.
So, yeah, stay with us if you like.
Mike, okay. you're exactly correct. Medicare does have a punishment if you don't sign up for it. What the private industry has done to help protect people against that is some of the private insurance companies have created Medicare-compliant insurance, which costs $0, and it gives you almost no benefits. In fact, they will just turn into Medicare for the reimbursement for the few little things that you get, but it costs you nothing out of pocket. And what it is it's a placeholder so that your insurance premiums don't go up by 10% every year. And we recommend for all of our clients who are of Medicare age that they at least get a $0 premium, so that if they ever do want to get Medicare insurance going forward, they can then spend for a better plan. But you're right; it's an incredible piece of legislation. Fortunately, every time the government puts these stupid pieces of legislation in place, private industry tries to find the cheapest way to comply with their ridiculous rules. Medicare used to have an MSA option, which was a medical savings account in which they actually put money into your MSA for you, and then you paid out of pocket. I understand that Obamacare abolished all that, and I haven't actually had the time to look into it, but I was planning on getting an MSA and continuing to the process of the same thing you do with an HSA. And with the MSA, it used to allow you to actually start taking the money out if you don't use it, and spending it on anything you wanted, actually. So I think Obamacare, though, destroyed all that and removed all of that incentive to actually continue the HSA of paying out of pocket and lowering expenses.
Mike, it sounds like, go right ahead if you had a follow-up for him.
No. Well, what I don't understand is that the government never actually has any incentive to ever lower the cost of anything. But why didn't the government, in this 33 million people that they said they had that they wanted to insure, why didn't they take down the walls between the states, make the insurance companies competitive, and then gone out into the marketplace and said to the private market, we have 33 million people we're going to insure. We want you to bid on it.
Yeah, it would have been a much easier way of doing it. I think a lot of it has to do with this, the other side actually wants big government to help make sure that everyone does what is right. And even if you can do it a better way on your own, they have the idea that most people are too stupid to make those kinds of decisions. So I think under those premise, you want control in order to make sure that everyone gets gruel, even though everyone could go to the grocery store and cook for themselves and eat much better.
Very little time left, but let's go to Claribel on line one. Claribel, welcome to The Shilling Show. We've got only about a minute. Go right ahead.
And this may be a topic for another show. Health savings account, people don't know how to get these set up. If Rob, you and David could put your heads together and come up with a show that explains to people how to do the setup, that would be, I think, a huge benefit.
Yeah.
That's a question.
Clarabelle, we do have a collection of articles on our website that try to help people through the process of what you're looking for in an HSA and how they work. And I'd be glad to send those to Rob, and he can put them on the Shilling Show. You're right, they are complex, and you're not going to get a lot of people who necessarily know how to run them. But probably just to say the biggest advantage of an HSA is it can be a personal HSA rather than a company HSA, which means if you leave employment, your insurance is portable. You can take it with you and go anywhere else you want. So I like owning my own HSA and having my own policy. Because that way, no matter where I go, I always have that policy.
Yeah, Clarabelle, thank you. And it's a very important point because, you know, I got mine set up a few years ago and it's kind of running now. But when Joan tried to get one a couple years ago, after I'd had mine, it was very confusing. We were talking to a bunch of different people trying to understand exactly how we should do this and how it was going to work. And it really is an excellent suggestion. And we'll see if we can spend some additional time on that. So, David, it doesn't look like we're going to have time to get into some of the other topics like corporate taxes or the FDA, but I'll tell you what, this has been a very important show, and I hope people will think about the high cost of regulation next time they elect somebody or the next time they go to elect somebody who wants to increase the regulation.
Yeah, thank you very much for having me on the show.
You're most welcome, and we'll look forward to next time. Wishing you and your family a very Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, too.
Yeah, thank you so much. We are heading now into a break, and when the Shilling Show returns after the news at the top of the hour, well, I've got more on Occupy and Mayor Norris the Red, on nobody's good list this year. He's been naughty to everybody. We're going to expose him as the fraud that he is when the Shilling Show returns. I couldn't believe what I heard last night on Newsplex as I was listening to this guy. I stopped and I thought, you know what? I guess the voters of Charlottesville get what they deserve, but I've never voted for that man. I never will. And maybe it's time to evacuate. The Shilling Show will be back momentarily. Stay with us.